This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
You have a new text message.
It is Text Roulette. What can we solve for you? Got something bothering you? You bring it to Text Roulette by texting in 414-432-1099. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. We're going to spin the roulette wheel and find out which text we land on.
26.
Okay. Let me refresh this, and we get 10 per page. Is that correct, Elizabeth?
Yes. And I love that there are new messages that have already come in this morning.
4, 5, 6.
We see them, because be listening. We might land on your question the next time we do text roulette.
Sorry, this is just going through this one. It's a little bit longer, but maybe, you know, gives a little bit more context.
Yes, give us some background information, because we only know what you tell us. Everything's anonymous. We just see a phone number.
All right. Well, if you can help out with this one.
You seem very serious, Radar.
It's a pretty serious one. My girlfriend constantly says that her reactions are my fault based on my actions. I believe most of the time I talk to her, I am always speaking calmly, but she yells. I've tried to bring it to her attention many times, and she says it's my fault. What might be a good way for me to bring this to her attention?
Ooh.
Girlfriend says her reactions are my fault.
Not true, by the way. You are only responsible for your own reaction to things. You cannot control anybody else's reactions.
And this person thinks that most of the time I talk to her, I'm always speaking calmly, but she yells. I've tried to bring it to her attention many times. She says it's your fault because of the way you're acting. What is a good way for me to bring this to her attention? What?
You need to get another person involved in this.
You need like a mediator, right?
You do, yes. Yes. This relationship needs a mediator. You need therapy. You need to be able to talk through some of these issues. Because if she's so heated and angry and seeing red, you could come at her in all the logical ways possible. She's not going to see that. And if someone's in that state or they're anxious, they're not thinking straight. So you're not going to have a productive conversation when things are that heightened.
Yeah, and when you have one person on one side say this, the other person saying that, there's no, like you said, you need a third person to kind of say, wait, let's look at it this way. Let's look at perspective on both sides.
Right.
Doesn't look like either one of them or sound like either one of them is doing any perspective checking. Let me send a message back, too.
It sounds like at this point they're right fighting. And again, your responses and your reactions are the only thing that you are responsible for.
Okay.
You can't say that somebody else is causing you to act a certain way. Like, you are choosing to act that way.
Well, it sounds like
what they're doing may upset you, which is why you are acting upset, but you are responsible for how you respond.
But it's kind of interesting that this person says, look, I'm calm when I talk. She yells, but she says, I'm yelling because of the way you're reacting. So is this person being calm with the girlfriend, or is this person saying, you know what, I'm calm, but sometimes you think, I'm calm, and you kind of say it like that,
yes,
right?
Well, and then are we getting into semantics? Well, what's the definition of yelling? I'm yelling. No, you're not. I say I'm yelling. Okay. Nothing's going to get solved here if both of these people are going to be all caught up on blaming the other person for how they're reacting and responding. You're not going to solve anything unless you get some kind of professional help or you're willing to sit down.
Right.
Put your swords away and actually talk about what's really going on here. Because it also sounds like this isn't just about how you're communicating when you're disagreeing. There's underlying things that are going on here that are getting people upset.
That's kind of what I just texted back and asked, like, give us some examples or what's going on.
What are you fighting about?
So the text has just come back. One of them has come back here. It feels as though anything I say to defend myself, it seems as though she expects me to just listen when she is telling me that I'm feeling or thinking the way she thinks I am. I try to apologize as if saying something's wrong, but she says I twist my words, and when I try to say it in a way she understands, it doesn't work.
Okay, neither of them feel like they're being heard.
No, validated at all.
Yep. They don't feel like they're being heard. They don't feel like they're being validated. And so you're just going to keep going around and around and around in circles. If you aren't willing to have a productive conversation of what it is that you both are feeling so upset about.
It's definitely kind of a relationship situation here. Maybe you can help out. 414-432-1099. Sounds like there's a lot going on.
A lot to unpack
situation. Here. A lot to unpack too. So maybe you can help out. Maybe we'll try and get some more information from this person as well.
And for the person that sent in the message and said, how can I get them to see, meaning your point of view.
Your perspective, right.
You have to, a lot of times, take ownership of what are you bringing to the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Are you pouring gasoline on the fire? Or are you helping to diffuse things?
Truth. Truth right there. 414.
And that's where another person might be the best way to go, because they don't have any favoritism.
Absolutely.
They're just there to help you communicate and navigate through this relationship.
All right, 414-432-1099. Call or text with your advice for this relationship situation. Text roulette on the mix.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
My girlfriend always yells and says her reactions are because of me. That's basically kind of the text roulette in a nutshell here. You got Elizabeth and Radar. How would you help this texter? Packer fan Tiffany, you're up first.
I think maybe they should take a break from the relationship for a while, maybe just like 30 days, and they should maybe do couples counseling, but not in the relationship, and evaluate what their issues are together, but also separately, and see if the relationship is worth even saving or staying together.
Take a little break.
Yeah, because for someone that sent this message in, who is in it so deep, I don't think they're getting the bird's eye view that all of us are.
Right.
And all of us are looking at this saying, this is just going on. You're going in circles and circles and circles.
It's just back and forth. Yeah.
And no one's listening when everybody's screaming. So it's time to really evaluate working on yourself and then maybe deciding, hey, should we work on things together?
Elizabeth had a great point. Bring a third person into this situation, and then that way maybe they can help you see the perspective on both sides.
And here's a message from the text line here that says, LOL, time for a new girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
I mean, these are people saying, like, this is going to be doomed to fail if somebody can't try to be the hero in this relationship and step up and acknowledge, okay, where am I wrong? Mm-hmm. Where are they wrong? Let's try to move forward.
Right.
And here's another message from Lynette and Racine. Record it so she can hear for herself. That's not, I don't think that's going to diffuse things.
Why not? That's not a bad idea. Here, this is what you sound like, and this is what I sound like.
True. It could make things worse, but it could also maybe make her be like, yeah, maybe I'm kind of sounding like a you-know-what.
True, true. Well, thank you for the advice, Packer fan Tiffany. You're saying take a break. Maybe they do need to take a little bit of a break from each other.
Thanks for the message, Packer fan Tiffany.
Yep. Bye.
Okay, we got psychologist Linda. What do you think?
Well, going to see a therapist is a good idea, but there's a lot of people that don't want to see therapists because they think there's nothing wrong with them. And their situation made me think of my ex-husband, because he's exactly the same way as his girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah. There's basically no talking to a person like that. And what I used to do is just be quiet, turn around, walk away until they settled down.
Then nothing's going to get accomplished when people are in that state of mind.
No. Yeah. It's going to constantly be that situation. Right.
Yep. Don't fuel the fire by telling them this, telling them that, because they're not going to listen. Their mind is shut down. They're only listening to what they want to hear, not what you want to hear.
Yeah. I mean, like Radar, you mentioned, you know, it sounds like she's not feeling validated. Clearly, both are feeling like they're not being heard in this relationship, and that's leading to more frustration.
Okay, you ready for this? Now, the texter just came back with another explanation here, a little bit more. This does sound like they need a little break from each other.
Why?
She came in the bedroom about 30 minutes after an argument and said to me I was in her bed, but I own the house. Yes, she owns the bed. She expected me to leave the room just so she could be in there.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so now they're playing games?
Now it's a game thing. That's what I mean. Like Packer fan Tiffany said, a break is needed from each other because it's almost like they're just picking at each other back and forth. I hate to tell you this, but yeah, maybe that is the best thing to do for right now anyway. Unless, like you said, Psychology Linda, you know, have a mediator, have counseling come in there if they really want to stay together.
If they want to try to work through this to get some better communication skills.
Yeah. Or bring up to her, maybe you should move out because I own the house.
And take your bed with you.
Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like there's going to be a quick solve to this at all.
And that's where with Text Roulette, we give our honest take based on the information that you're telling us, and this might not be what you want to hear, but perhaps what you need to hear.
Yeah, that's very true. Either you want this to work or you don't. Take your pick.
Yeah.
That's true. Thank you, Linda. Psychology Linda, you always have such great advice.
And people helping people, that's what it's about here on Text Roulette. And for people to have a place to go freely to ask these questions, we're not passing judgment. We're just, again, bird's eye view, telling you what we hear. And it sounds like that this is not a very healthy relationship when it comes to the communication. And something has to change, or you're both just going to end up being miserable together.
You need some help or you need a break.
Yep.